8. More on WEDK's AccuWeather forecast is coming up. The Newport Grand property is being purchased by a developer for over $10 million. The Johnston-based Carpian Auto Group says it plans to build retail, restaurant, and office space on the more than 23-acre site. The current gaming operation will be moved to Twin River Tiverton when that casino opens in October. The state DOT is reportedly considering installing a guardrail at the site of a deadly crash in Barrington. Officials are trying to determine if guardrails could improve safety on New Meadow Road. A 24-year-old man was killed last month when his car slammed into a utility pole and went into the Barrington River. Art Brody, WEDK News.
Bruce Newberry, talk of the town. We talk about what you care about. We're yours until noon, and we have a lot of company today. Yes, kick things off. It's our Newport Hospital Hour of Health, first Thursday of the month. Although we had a very, very nice chat a little earlier this week with some of our friends from Newport Hospital for Mental Health Awareness Month, and you can hear that on the podcast page. You'll be able to hear what we're going to talk about today on the Newport Hospital podcast page. We're going to talk about primary care today. Erin Littlewood, always nice to see you.
Bruce, nice to be here.
Good to have you. And, you know, I was saying in the changeover with Bob Angel that we're always saying with our guests here, well, you need to talk to your primary care physician first.
Exactly.
So it just makes sense that we just have a primary care physician to come in here and we'll find out what our primary care docs are all about there at Newport Hospital.
Well, primary care is so important, and Newport Hospital has made a real commitment through the Lifespan Physician Group to really bolster our primary care offerings. And, you know, we have locations in Tiverton, Portsmouth, Newport, and Jamestown. Newport tends to be our busiest practice. It just seems to be because we're so close to the hospital, and that's just where the population concentration is. And we're so excited to have Dr. Jean Oliva today joining us. She's a new internal medicine doctor that's just joined. I think this is day number 3.
Right.
So, but Jean is going to be helping to round out our practice in Newport. We've had a few transitions. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of physicians who have reduced their clinical hours, mm-hmm. so they're not accepting new patients. We had a physician that was beloved, Dr. Steve Louvet, who left to be closer to family on the West Coast, mm-hmm. and that's kind of created a little bit of a void. But Jean is the first of 4 new physicians that we'll be bringing on over the summer.
Excellent. Dr. Jean Oliva, nice to meet you.
Nice to be here.
Great to have you. Welcome. We're happy to see you and talk to you. You're the primary line of defense, right? Are you the first doctor that someone sees in many instances?
In many instances, yes. I mean, if not, sometimes it might be the case of a person going for an urgent matter to another facility,
sure.
and then having to establish care with a primary care doctor if they didn't have one already.
Is the primary care physician what we used to refer to as the family doctor?
Yes, definitely. It's interesting. I have a lot of questions from people, family, friends about what my title actually is, what internal medicine is, what family practice is,
sure.
what an internist is, some of the terminology can be confusing.
So you're an internal medicine doc, which is a little different from a lot of the primary care physicians, correct? Because are the primary care physicians generalists? Or is that something that is kind of gone by the boards with the term family doctor? I mean,
I think different people use the terms differently, but family practitioners and internal medicine physicians are really all primary care physicians. Sometimes, in certain circumstances in the past, I think more so, OBGYN doctors were also considered primary care physicians.
True.
Maybe depending on the part of the country you're in or something like
sure.
that, the availability of different types of doctors. But yes, I would say another term that used to be used a lot is the gatekeeper, someone to kind of enter into the system and sort of, you know.
Sure.
Get you in and get you navigated through where you needed to go.
Exactly. But medicine today, the way that medicine is turning out today, the primary care physician is maybe, as you say, in not necessarily the first doctor you're going to see, but you're definitely the hub and the wheel, aren't you?
Definitely. Yes. Yep.
Because we need you, and the gatekeeper is definitely a good term, because we need you to direct us to other specialties if those are needed. And for you to, would you advise us that perhaps the specialties, the specialists are not needed?
That can be the case in certain circumstances. I think depending on the person, sometimes people are surprised at how much we do in primary care, you know, or what we can do.
Exactly.
And that, you know, they may not need a specialty for something. And sometimes, I guess, that might be met with differing responses, like, because sometimes people would want to see a specialist, but other times they're happy to know that they can have something addressed then and there, or
that's an interesting point.
More rapidly.
That's an interesting point. In this day and age of specialization and so forth, the fact that we could come to someone like you and to have our questions answered, have our problems taken care of and diagnosed and treated and so forth, I would think that would be tremendously relieving and would make for a lot more peace of mind.
Hopefully so, yes.
But are we expecting, as the patient today, are we, I don't know what you'd call it, are we conditioned now that we'd have to have a specialist? The general family doctor that just knows everything is yesterday and went out the window with Marcus Welby and all of that, and now we have to have a specialist. And that may not be the case.
As I said, I don't think it's always the case, but I guess it's hard for me to say from the consumer standpoint what people want the most. But
sure.
I think over the years, I've been doing this for 20 years now, and I think met with both ends of that spectrum in terms of people being happy to have their needs addressed in one place versus looking for more expert opinion, which, you know, and I when I tell people they can get what I think they might need with me, I think that's to sort of give them the convenience of it, but
absolutely.
I never would resist if someone wants to see a specialist. I also, there's no reason to sort of prohibit that, because it might give them more peace of mind about a certain condition or something.
But I think today, and I guess from my own experience, we tend to be, in my family, real participatory partners in our health care and our medical care, and we've always kind of sought out doctors from primary cares to specialists and so forth, practitioners that we could have a dialogue with, you know. And right. I mean, up to and including, oh, come on, do I really need this thing when, you know, can't I just do that?
Yes.
And it really makes for a much better relationship from my point of view. But I would think that would be something that would be definitely more something that would be called for today. I mean, you really look, one common thing that we've heard over the years here, certainly talking here in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, that, you know, you want to have a dialogue that no longer is, you know, well, I'm going to prescribe this and here's the bill.
Right.
You want to have, we really need to be more of an active participant in our own health care. And someone like yourself in this day of primary health care and primary care physicians and so forth would seem as though you would make for a better relationship between you and your patient. Does that make sense?
Well, if I understand what you're getting at, I think.
Explain it to me if you understand it. I have no idea what the hell I just said.
I think there's so much information that someone would get about their own health care, whether from other doctors or from other sources of information that we all know are out there these days, that I think in primary care, I think we tend to pride ourselves on the communication aspect of, you know, just having conversations with people about what everything means and gathering the information together and sort of sorting it out and explaining it and kind of making them feel comfortable with everything that's thrown at them in various circumstances. I don't know if that's what
you're... Well, let's pick up on that in a minute. We're speaking with Dr. Gene Oliva, primary care physician, and, of course, Aaron Littlewood from Newport Hospital. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. And we'll get to the upcoming events. Of course, we want to talk about that mental health workshop that's coming up on the 10th. We spent so much time with that earlier this week, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
And we'll get to all of that in the course of the hour here. Time for traffic. WADK's exclusive bridge traffic report brought to you by VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton. It is busy coming into Newport today. Gosh, the traffic is noticeable, and that really is the story. It's just a bit slow coming across those bridges this morning. The work crews are setting up, and they will be in place, and it'll take you a little bit longer to get to and from across the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge and the Bridge later on today. Right now, we're just seeing those crews set up, and mostly it's the volume of traffic that's causing a few extra minutes to get across both the Jamestown-Verrazano and the Pell Bridge. Up on the Mount Hope, you're running well in both directions. Saconnet River Bridge looks good north and south. Construction and work south of the bridge on 24 South. Lane restriction might cause you a tap of the brakes coming down past the Saconnet River Bridge from about Anthony Road down to just before the Mount Hope Bridge exit. We'll check it again in about 25 minutes. 1540 WADK and WADK.com. Art Berluti with the list of construction projects going on today.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
Partial lane and shoulder closures on Route 24 north and south from just south of the Saconnet River Bridge to Route 114, including the secondary roads in Portsmouth. Shoulder closures on Route 138 east and west from Boyd's Lane to Turnpike Avenue, also in Portsmouth. And in Westerly, there's alternating traffic on Broad Street and High Street from the Rhode Island state line to the Pawcatuck River. That's your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
The time has come once again for Mix Nyai 3 to take you back in the day with the third annual Mix Nyai 3 Old School Prom.
Yo, DJ, pump this party!
That's right, we are throwing it back to the good old days and letting you relive your prom on Friday, May 4th at the beautiful Atlantic Resort in Newport.
Sweet!
This year we are going bigger and better with a larger guest list and even more ways to win.
My God, Becky, look at her.
But the only way you'll be able to dance to the greatest throwback tracks all night long is to win your way in. So make sure you listen every weekday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your 7 daily chances to win tickets to the most exclusive party of the year.
Go, Trig boy. It's your birthday.
You can also sign up on mix93.com for a daily chance to win your way in to our all-old-school costume party. Another way to register is to go to facebook.com/mix93 and let us know you want to go to the old-school prom. So grab your best old school gear, come dress as your favorite throwback celebrity, or come dress for prom. And meet us at the Atlantic Resort at 240 Aquinic Avenue in Middletown, Friday, May 4th at 7 p.m. for the third annual Mix 99.3 Old School Prom.
The third annual Mix 99.3 Old School Prom takes place Friday, May 4th at the Atlantic Resort Newport, located at 240 Aquidneck Ave in Middletown. And the third annual Mix 99.3 Old School Prom is brought to you by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses, Riverhead Building Supply, and Whaley's Brewing Company.
Banking can be pretty much the same everywhere, but what's not the same at every financial institution is the people. And at People's Credit Union, the people who work there are in the business of helping the people who bank there. People's Credit Union takes pride in getting to know you and offering financial solutions that can really help. People's Credit Union has great low rates on home, personal, auto loans, and they can even refinance your existing loans. Why not stop in a branch to say hi or visit online today at peoplescu.com? People's Credit Union. You belong here.
Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
People's Credit Union is proud to share the spotlight with these fine area businesses.
Fast Picture Framing. Custom framing solutions right here on Aquidneck Island. With dozens of moldings in stock, they can get it done in a hurry. Get the best quality, selection, and fair prices every day at Fast Picture Framing, 1151 Aquidneck Avenue.
This is Doug from Cabinet Revival, Newport County's premier cabinet refinishing specialist. Using a special formulated lacquer system will revive your kitchen cabinets, changing them from old and tired to new and stylish. To learn more, go to CabinetRevivalRI.com.
Visit Rough Point, the Newport estate of Doris Duke. Tour the art-filled mansion, enjoy panoramic ocean views, see this year's exhibitions, and attend special events from garden talks to music. Open Tuesdays to Sundays and Wednesday evenings 5 to 7. More at NewportRestoration.org.
WADK weather.
Today is not as warm but pleasant, with intervals of clouds and sun and a high 67. Tonight, there's patchy clouds around with a late-night shower in the area and a low 58. Breezy with clouds and breaks of sunshine on Friday with a high of 65. Friday night becomes partly cloudy with a shower in places and a mild low of 55. I'm Alexandra Rabb on 1540 WADK.
WADK gives you the information you need.
If you wait for the newspaper, it's old news. You know, you want to keep up to date.
On air and online.
Yeah, everything's online.
WADK.com.
We're in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, as we do on the first Thursday of the month. Aaron Littlewood is here from Newport Hospital, and we're getting to know one of the new primary care physicians at Newport Hospital, Dr. Jean Oliva. And we're talking about the role of the primary care physician. And Aaron, between you and Dr. Oliva, just take a minute and talk about how that role has changed.
Well, I think more and
improved,
more.
Improved, I guess.
I think it's improved,
right?
Yeah. I mean, there's always been a special relationship between the primary care doctor and the patient. But, you know, because just the change in our society, people want things more on demand than ever before. And we've
yes.
kind of adapted our practice to address that. And so, you know, you can have access to a primary care provider quick sick in any of our practices from 8 to 9 in the morning, as long as you're an established patient. So if you're not feeling well, or if there's something that's nagging that you need to have addressed, this is the perfect opportunity for you. We want to keep you out of the emergency room.
Yeah.
We want to keep you having your care in the right place. And then in Newport, we also have evening hours, extended evening hours till 7 p.m. because, you know, people are busy and they work.
Right.
And so we want to be, you know, we don't want to give them an excuse not to go to the doctor. And then on Saturdays, we have a Saturday clinic. And I'll tell you, the evening hours, the Saturday hours, we're seeing a tremendous uptick in terms of patient volume, to the point where we may have to add additional staff.
No
because,
kidding.
You know, people are just really taking to it.
There's no such thing as 9 to 5 anymore.
No, no. We have to adapt. And the other thing, too, when we were talking about the specialists, the fact that we now have a common electronic health record within the Lifespan Physician Group and with our affiliate hospitals,
mm-hmm.
the communication between the primary care doctor and the specialist or the tertiary hospital is no more tighter than it could ever be, because that information is available to the physician. In the past, sometimes you would go to a specialist and that information kind of got lost. The doctor, your primary care doctor would be hunting and searching for, you know, what happened, what tests were ordered. Now it's kind of all at their fingertips. So I think they can be a much better partner with a patient and helping to guide them and navigate. But also, if a specialist is needing, they're in the loop.
Well, there you go. And we were talking about that a little earlier, Dr. Oliva, the partnership, the dialogue, always important. And tell me how you establish that with your patients, and especially with those folks who you are seeing as the primary care physician.
Well, in terms of, you know, meeting someone for the first time as their primary care provider, it's sort of just trying taking a lot of time to get to know about them, both from a health standpoint and a lot of other things about them,
sure.
you know, social circumstances, which obviously factor into, especially from the primary care standpoint, factor into health quite a bit. So I think that first visit is really important, because it kind of lays the groundwork for your relationship with them, but also kind of gets you to understand what their goals are, what their barriers are to being healthy and different things like that. So I think just sort of as much as anything, the conversation is important as the
sure.
as the examining portion of a visit and that kind of thing at first. So
is it important now between Gene and Aaron, is it important so that you're kind of into the system, you know, to get that quick sick treatment and so forth, to have that at least established relationship, get in there and have an initial consultation and what we used to call a checkup. I don't know what it's called now, but
you know, from my standpoint, I first of all, I think the idea of having the on-site sick visit time is great, because it does provide that continuity that Aaron was speaking of in terms of having access and the connection with the medical records, so we all kind of can see what's been done by other doctors and things like that. From the standpoint of, again, myself sort of looking at a person's health from in the long view, it might be an opportunity to get them back into the system in terms of addressing the more long-term primary care and preventative needs that may have gone by the wayside. You know, so it's, I think that's a great opportunity also. So you can use those sick visit times to get them back in and focused on the general picture.
You know, I can see a theme kind of developing here where we're talking about, oh, you can come in and get the sick quick visit and the Saturdays and the nights and all of that. And we're kind of reacting in terms of us as patients. It seems as though we're reacting. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, let me go to the doctor. But we'd like to have, like with your car, maintain it regularly and it won't give you trouble. Right. Yep. How often, as a primary care physician, would you like to see an average patient? Once a year, twice a year?
Definitely depends on the person and their health history, but overall, I would say once a year at least.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, that was always the kind of benchmark, yeah. Was it not? And still is the case today.
Generally speaking, yeah. Yes. I mean, it's interesting because there's a lot of research on the actual value of different portions of what we do and, you know, tests and exams and things like that. But I think it's important to I think there is an importance to just sort of if not the physical checkup, even just the overall checkup.
Just the dialogue, just to come in and chat. How are you doing? What's going on?
Right.
The mind-body connection, right?
Right. Yes.
Because, again, the familiarity with someone like yourself who is the primary care physician. Yeah. I mean, we can talk about all of the services that are available and so forth, but it just seems to me, not that anybody asked, but it just seems to me that we are better off in terms of a sense of well-being by having continuity, by knowing, you know, by saying, well, who's your doctor? Well, my doctor is Dr. Gene Oliva, right? I mean, it just seems to me that conveys such peace of mind, which has benefit, doesn't it?
I do. I think there's value to that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And one of the neat things we have, you know, with our electronic health record, we have a patient portal. So that patient portal is a tool for the patient to kind of check their results. They can actually communicate with their doctor. They could send Dr. Oliva a question. And, you know, I think it's a really great way, rather than dialing the phone and being put on hold and leaving a message, let's streamline the communication.
What type of information is available at the portal? I mean, can we get test results and things like that?
Yes, certain test results. Some test results, obviously, if they're suspicious or concerning, you want to kind of block that to the patient so that the physician can communicate that.
You want to go over
them
with the doctor. You don't want to just sit there, you know, at your desk and, oh, my goodness, I have this disease.
Right, right. But for, you know, if you're having routine blood work and, you know, your doctor wants you to understand your numbers, it's just being more transparent and providing that detail that helps them to be more active in their healthcare.
There you go.
I do. I think that just even having access to the numbers and just being able to look back at them and sort of process them.
What's your blood pressure? What's your cholesterol? That kind of stuff.
Right.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Boy, you know, more information is definitely helpful. Knowing is better than not knowing. Well, that's great. You know,
it's similar also to the access issue with the access to visits when you're sick. Just from the pure standpoint of people's busy lives and things, and
of course,
and our inability to get on the phone with people during office hours potentially, and or them not even having a chance to pick up the phone when they're at work during the day. The email, it's essentially an email function, you know, the portal, the way they can access, you know, sort of ask questions of us. It's a nice feature, I think.
I think so too. Let's continue with that in just a minute here. Dr. Gene Oliva, primary care physician, and Aaron Littlewood from Newport Hospital. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
Small craft advisories in effect from 1 this afternoon through this evening. Today, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing to 10 to 15 knots, and gusting up to 25 knots this afternoon. Tonight, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting up to 20 knots, then diminishing to 5 to 10 knots overnight. Waves today and tonight 2 to 3 feet. Newport Harbor high tides this morning at 11:02 and again tonight at 11:19. Low tide this afternoon at 4:03. That's Boating in the Bay on WADK.
DUI defense, divorce, misdemeanor or felony criminal charges, child custody disputes. If you or someone you know are facing such legal challenges, then put experience on your side and have the Flanagan Law Offices help you defend your rights. Frank Flanagan is a veteran trial attorney and a Navy JAG veteran who's been helping individuals in criminal courts and family courts for over 20 years. Frank Flanagan can help you. The Flanagan Law Offices are located with Joe Houlihan's old firm of Houlihan, Manahan, Morrissey, and Kyle at 195 Broadway in Newport, at the building many of you may remember as the former Broadway Post Office. If you're in a legal battle, you need a fighter in your corner. The Flanagan Law Office can fight for you. Call Frank Flanagan at 849-3337 or check out their website at lawyernewportri.com. DUI defense, divorce, misdemeanor or felony criminal charges, child custody disputes. The Flanagan Law Offices can protect your rights.
Is one of your goals to find a cleaning service for your home or office? I have the perfect solution, Steph Spotless Cleaning. I recently started working with Steph and her crew at both the radio station offices and in my new Portsmouth home. The staff here have been raving about how clean everything is and how personable Steph and her team are. So I decided to give them a try at my house. The results were spectacular. Steph uses an all-natural cleaning product line, and the smell in the house is incredibly fresh and clean. I think this experience for me has been pretty close to the old days of having a cleaning lady, someone who treats my home like it was their own, someone I can trust. I've been through the experience of hiring a service and seeing new faces every time cleaning day came around. Not so with Steph's. She shows up at every job, rolls up her sleeves, and makes the magic. And she's fully bonded and insured. Find Steph Spotless Cleaning on Facebook or contact her today for free consultation and 20% off your first cleaning at 932-6050. That's 932-6050. Steph's Spotless Cleaning.
As baby boomers age, there are so many potential issues and real concerns.
What's the best housing solution for our elderly?
Will we have enough money saved for retirement?
How do we maintain optimal health?
What sort of estate planning should we be doing?
How do we choose the best Medicare plan?
AM 1540 WADK wants to help. On the first and third Friday of each month from noon to 1, experts from a variety of fields gather to discuss all these issues and more relative to anyone 55 or over with aging parents on Elder Affairs. Tune in live to hear this expert advice or go to WADK.com for podcasts of the program under the Elder Affairs tab.
Brought to you by Blenheim Newport, Law Offices of Silva, Thomas, Martlin, and Offenberg, Chris Offenberg, Elder Law, Balance at Home, Carol Miller of Reverse Mortgage Funding, and Village House Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Now, your local headlines on 1540 WADK.
A mix of clouds and sun today, not as warm, a high 68. More on WADK's AccuWeather forecast is coming up. Attorney General Peter Kilmartin is suing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for its rollback of federal limits on greenhouse gas emissions from cars and light trucks. He says emissions standards have curbed greenhouse gases, reduced oil consumption, and saved drivers money at the gas pump. Some places in southern New England broke the 90-degree mark for high temperatures on Wednesday. The National Weather Service says the record high for the Providence area was 92 degrees, set in 2001. The official high recorded at TF Green yesterday was 89. Art Brody, WADK News.
Bristol's Information Station, 1540 WADK.
We are in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We're talking primary care with Dr. Gene Oliva, who's one of the new primary care physicians at Newport Hospital. And Aaron Littlewood is here as well. And we've been talking about the relationship between the primary care physician and the patient, that we keep coming back to the fact that it's an important relationship.
It is. It is. And I think people, you know, they'll say, well, you know, no doctors are accepting new patients. I can't get in anywhere, you know. So that it's just, so there's no reason why you couldn't establish care, because Dr. Oliva is accepting new patients.
Yeah, which is great. Mm-hmm. Now, we want to, you know, we want to make sure that that everything's on the up and up here. So you, in terms of new patients, you deal with adults?
Correct. Yeah. 18 and older.
18 and older.
18 to 105, I think, was the oldest person I ever took care of.
I hope you have many 105-year-old patients. I really do. So that is fantastic. And the other of the primary care physicians are accepting new patients as well?
Right now, because we're expecting several new providers to come on board, Gina's the one doctor right now in Newport that's accepting new patients. And we have Dr. Gavilanes, Alberto Gavilanes. He'll start in July. He's a geriatrician. He'll be accepting new patients, brand new physician.
Wow.
And then at the end of August, we have Dr. Sami Assad. He's a family medicine physician, so he'll see patients of all ages. And then last but not least, we have Dr. Michael Duque, who will join us in September. He's also internal medicine. So I think, you know, in the short term, we have a little bit of a, we've got some transitions going on.
Sure, but we've got tremendous opportunities.
Exactly.
Here. Like you say, so many doctors are just full up.
I'm jokingly saying these days it's raining doctors in Newport.
All right. Not the worst thing in the world. No question. Dr. Gene Oliva, so you're an internal medicine physician. And as we talked about just a little bit at the outset, that is, it's kind of a general person, but just describe what that means to be an internal medicine doc.
So an internal medicine doctor is, as we talked about in terms of breaking down the age group, technically it's essentially a doctor for an adult, basically a primary care doctor for any adult. We specialize in basically everything, you know.
Gotcha.
We're not specialists in anything, but we're specialized in everything.
I like that, specialize in everything.
Yes.
So I
have a big interest in preventive medicine, and I sort of see that synonymous with primary care myself. So
for sure.
I think that's one of the – I actually trained in a branch of internal medicine training, which was a primary care track. So I focus a lot in my own mind on just, you know, the general long-term health of my patients in terms of fitness and
– That's so great.
Cancer screening. Kind of all these things that'll help someone live a full life.
There you go. If you maintain the car – then you're not going to have to call the tow truck, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If I can use that, I mean, prevention and maintenance and baseline and all that.
Right.
All stuff that we should be that we should be more focused on rather than lurching from, you know, treatment to symptom to this and that.
Right. Exactly. And I think one of the biggest challenges is to find ways to incorporate a healthy lifestyle into the rest of one's life. And, you know, so I think that's a
Is that the biggest thing? I mean, when you talk about prevention, is it really the biggest thing is lifestyle?
I think so. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of information now on, you know, it's not really news, but the value of diet and exercise and healthy versions of those things. But
and even
just specific things little things you can do, which really might make a big difference in the long run, like small amounts of exercise here and there, or small changes in your diet, which can go a long way. So, you know, not necessarily having to overhaul your life, but make small changes that might eventually make big changes.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is so, so important, but it's just so reassuring thinking of someone who, as we've been talking about, is without a family doctor, primary care physician, whatever you want to call it, but maybe has been reluctant to make the call, reach out. Gee, I'm not sick. What do I need a doctor for? But just to have someone to just put that idea in our head, you know, hey, I'm the doc, but I'm not here to, you know, prescribe or pill and a bill and all of that stuff. We want to, you know, try this, do this. How often do you exercise? You know, you're happy with your life, and you're happy and you know it, and all of that. All that's very, very more important than we realize sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, obviously, I prescribe pills and order tests, but I mean, I hopefully as equally often will just act as a coach and advisor and kind of understand someone's life and, you know, how they can help themselves get better and just sort of work together in that way.
Sure. And I think that people are ready for that, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I think so. People, they're definitely, you know, people want to live their best life, as they say.
Yeah.
And this is a way that you can, you know, be knowledgeable. Knowledge is power. And I mean, I know, Gene, you also talked about family history and risk so that people understand, you know, what are the most important things they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Sure. No question. So if you are someone who is without a primary care physician and maybe you had heard, oh, boy, it's so hard to get in and so forth, now you've got a place to go. Where could someone call Aaron? Or get in touch if you want to find out more.
If you go to newporthospital.org, find a doc. Dr. Oliva's web page is there, and the number to call is listed. So I don't have it. Unfortunately, I should have jotted
it down.
That's
okay. Newporthospital.org.
Exactly.
We'll get
find
you there.
A doctor.
All that you need in life.
Exactly.
You bet. Where are you from?
I grew up in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you. And
I went to school in Providence, so I could drive up and down Route 146 with my eyes closed eventually.
I'm sure.
I still have family there, so
good for you.
Yes,
excellent. Well, great. So you're a New Englander, and even though you're
definitely
starting, kind of just getting in on the outset of your adventure here in Newport Hospital, you're well versed and well traveled, and
yes, yep,
not afraid to leave the island. Even
that's for sure. I've circled around New England, and I've actually lived in Newport for 10 years, but
oh, good for
had
you.
Spent most of my professional career in Providence, so I'm looking forward to the opportunity to sort of become more, you know, part of the community here in a broader sense, you know.
Well, it is an exciting time to be here, that's for sure.
Yes.
Especially if you've been away and have been back, and yeah, or you've kind of been around and you see the changes that are going on. This is really, really, really something. And I think it's reflected in the relationship that Newport Hospital has with this community. I mean, you've lived here for 10 years. You've must have noticed and have seen the changes in that relationship between the hospital and the community. And
yes,
it's really amazing.
I was very impressed upon learning about all the changes that have been made and how, you know, what the investment is in terms of just providing overall health access and
sure,
good health for the general community here.
And it goes way beyond, again, the doctors and the, you know, patient, the nurses and the pills and all of that. It's surveys and it's listening and it's talking and it's having workshops, right?
Exactly. Yes. The commitment to the community, understanding what the community is looking for, and then also, you know, finding the right physicians to kind of help us on that journey. It's really important to have people that are going to be a good fit.
Yeah.
You know, fortunately, we were introduced to Dr. Oliva at an event here in Newport, and
oh,
it was
no kidding,
just by happenstance, and you know, pleasantly surprised that we could shorten her commute. So, you know.
Well, you know, as we've met many of the newer practitioners on so many different levels and so many different disciplines, I'm hearing some common themes here. I mean, here's Dr. Gene, and you've been a Newporter and have been leaving the island every day and so on, but you have a lot in common. I don't know if you realize this, and if you've been talking to some of your colleagues as you get to know your way around Newport Hospital and so forth, but there's such a level of enthusiasm, and I see it when these new docs come in here and sit and talk to me for an hour, that it really is something that is so inspiring, really, how positive these doctors are to come in and be part of this community. Have you found that in talking to some of your new colleagues?
I have. I've been meeting a lot of them just this week, and it's been refreshing to, there's a level of interest and commitment and excitement about enthusiasm. Being part of this. Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's not, not a whole bunch of, you know, jaded docs around here. Everybody's very positive, which is great to see.
Well, what the secret is trying to find folks that have some sort of a Rhode Island or boating connection. You know, you want people to be, you know, engaged. And Newport has so much to offer. And I'm a native Rhode Islander, so I know, you know, it's just nice to have that. People that have lived here, they just sometimes like to come back.
You bet. Well, it's great to have you and great to talk to you about the advances and all of the things that are available through the primary care physician practices at Newport Hospital, Dr. Gene Oliva. We'll continue in just a minute. Talk with Aaron about upcoming events here in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. Time for traffic, WADK's exclusive bridge traffic report, brought to you by VD Mercedes-Benz and VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton. We've got some slow traffic now on the Pell as the work gets going for the day today. Start at the Jamestown-Verrazano. You'll notice a change in temperature, but the traffic moves well across the bridge in most directions. The 138 connector road is slow westbound. That resurfacing job continues. And just a bit of slow traffic before the Jamestown exit coming east, and a bit slow eastbound through the toll plaza. Nothing really unusual, just kind of a buildup of volume. Up on the Pell Bridge, heavy in both directions. Your stop and go westbound on the Jamestown side as you pick your lane to pay. And a bit slow at the Newport side, just where that work crew is getting underway for the day today. Up on the Mount Hope Bridge, we've got work going on, but it doesn't seem to be holding anything up right at the moment. Moving well in both directions. A little busy at the traffic light, Boyd's Lane and Bristol Ferry Road. The Sakana River Bridge looks good north and south. You're slow south of the bridge on 24 in the Anthony Road stretch. Stop and go down to about Montauk Country Club and then slow the rest of the way down to the Mount Hope Bridge exit. We'll check it again in about 25 minutes. 1540 WADK and WADK.com. Now Art Berluti with the list of construction spots for the day.
Now, a 1540 WADK construction update.
Partial lane and shoulder closures on Route 24 north and south from just south of the Sakonnet River Bridge to Route 114, including the secondary roads in Portsmouth. Shoulder closures on Route 138 east and west from Boyd's Lane to Turnpike Avenue, also in Portsmouth. And in Westerly, there's alternating traffic on Broad Street and High Street from the Rhode Island State Line to the Pawcatuck River. That's your WADK construction update.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Compassion International. For just $5 a day, you can sponsor a child with Compassion. Become a sponsor now at compassion.com/radio.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WADK and Corrigan Financial present another spring season of local baseball and softball action featuring Rogers, Middletown, and Portsmouth High Schools. These exclusive sports presentations are brought to you by
Midtown Oyster Bar, Party Plus, True Value Rental in Middletown, A1 Roofing and Construction, O'Brien's Pub, Newport Insurance, The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, Clements Marketplace, Coddington Brewing Company, West Main Pizza, and by Corrigan Financial.
Catch high school baseball and softball action live and local on WADK AM 1540 and WADK.com.
Save on plant care supplies when you shop one-stop True Value, Connell Highway, Newport. Right now, a 4-pound box of Miracle-Gro all-purpose plant food is only $8.99, less a $3 mail-in rebate while supplies last. This special formula goes to work instantly and feeds plants through the leaves and roots. It's ideal for in- or outdoor plants. Don't miss this bargain of the month at one-stop True Value. Limit 2 rebates per household. Customer responsible for taxes and fees.
45,000 nautical miles, 7 boats, 1 design, the Volvo Ocean Race. One stop in North America, Newport, Rhode Island.
With him in May in Newport, that's just
the Newport stopover, Volvo Ocean Race Village, Newport. continuing coverage every day from the Race Village. Beginning May 9th, the voice of sail racing in Newport, AM 1540 WADK. Brought to you by VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton
and the Jamestown Newport Ferry.
This portion of programming is brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Did you know the early signs of autism in children can include lack of speech and lack of eye contact? Diagnosing autism early can make a world of difference. Learn more at autismspeaks.org.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
WADK weather.
Today is not as warm but pleasant, with intervals of clouds and sun and a high 67. Tonight there's patchy clouds around with a late night shower in the area and a low 58. Breezy with clouds and breaks of sunshine on Friday with a high of 65. Friday night becomes partly cloudy with a shower in places and a mild low of 55. I'm Alexandra Rabb on 1540 WADK.
Your hometown information station, 1540 WADK.
All right, let's check in with Martha Parker from Team 1 Newport and check that Volvo Ocean Race leaderboard. Martha, good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. How are we looking here this morning, particularly our local home teams?
Well, our local home team is making some gains. Yesterday, they were about 47 miles behind. Now they're 39. But remember, everything's all going to, there's going to be a lot changing coming up soon. So Team Brunel is still leaning, and then Dongfeng Race Team is about 20 miles behind them. Turn the Tide on Plastics is 32 miles behind the leaders. And Vestas 11th Hour Racing is 39 miles behind. So that's a great thing. Everyone's gaining on the leaders. And then Mapfrey is 65 miles behind the leaders. Axe Nobel 87. And Sun Hung Kai Scallywag is 235 miles. Now, we hope those guys get a little bit of an extra push when they get in the doldrums so they can come in a little bit closer to the pack.
Right, and everybody's still about 1,800 miles from Newport, so it's still a ways out. What are we likely to see over the next 24 hours? Will they maintain the speed, or will they slow down?
No, they should maintain the speed over the next 24 hours. It's going to be after that when they get into the Bermuda High, and then things could change. There's a high pressure coming over sort of the north. There's another high, so it's creating this low, which has increased the bandwidth of the light air. So that could be a big change.
Got it. All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow, and we'll check that leaderboard again just before noontime. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you.
Martha Parker from Team 1 Newport and our Volvo Ocean Race leaderboard, brought to you by VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton, by the Jamestown Newport Ferry, and by Harry's Bar and Burgers. We continue with our coverage getting closer to the Volvo Ocean Race Newport stopover. The village opens next Tuesday evening, and we'll be there starting on Wednesday. We're in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. Aaron Littlewood, Dr. Jean Oliva, and we've been talking about primary care practice. And let's put out the call to action once again.
Sure. For anyone that'd like to set up an appointment with Dr. Oliva, the phone number is 401, obviously, 606-4510. And you can always go to the NewportHospital.org website for more information on Find a Doc.
Excellent. Fantastic. We have so much coming up.
We do.
In May and June.
Exactly.
Of course, a big month going on in the month of May.
Right. Next week, on May 10th, we have a mental health awareness event. We're so excited to be partnering with a lot of the community organizations to kind of raise awareness. We'll have an art display, information, and resource tables from 5 to 6 in our Hill Courtyard area, and then from 6 to 7 there'll be a panel discussion that talks about breaking the stigma of mental illness. That's really the barrier for people to get help, and we really want to kind of talk about that and have a good conversation.
Right.
So it's open to the community, and we look forward to seeing you. And then coming up on Thursday, June 7th, from 6:30 to 7:30, we have a lecture on managing migraines with Dr. Jason Vachon. He's an interventional radiologist at the hospital, and we have a new new therapy that we're looking forward to introducing to the community. And I know I've had migraines in the past, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to get relief.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
And last but not least, on July 12th, we're actually going to be taking a break. We won't have a lecture in July because we have our summer soiree.
Wow.
And that's a very special event. It will be at the Eisenhower House on July the 12th. It's the same format as last year, which was, I think we had a packed audience that attended. Beautiful weather and wonderful food. Our fun to eat this year is in the cardiovascular kind of arena. So we're going to do some funding for cardiac calcium testing, which is sorely needed. We don't want people to have to drive all the way up to Providence to get that testing. And I know Dr. Joe Weiss was a big proponent of it.
Yes.
And we're wanting to support that. So
for
hopefully
sure.
The community will rally behind that wonderful need.
You bet. And if you want to find out more about these events or any of the events going on, be part of them.
NewportHospital.org. And we do have an events calendar. You can also check us out on our Facebook page.
Excellent.
And all like right. us, too.
Of course. Well, what's not to like? Dr. Jean Oliva, you know, we talk about services that, you know, you used to have to drive to Providence for and all of that. How does that play into what you're doing in primary care practice? I would think it would be a tremendous advantage and something that would be very positive for your new patients.
The new cardiac testing she's referring to?
Well, just in general, because there are so many things now that Newport Hospital is able to provide that you used to have to leave the island for.
Yes, well, I'm learning more about those things daily since, as I said, I haven't spent a lot of time here.
Sure.
But I'm particularly interested in this cardiac calcium scoring testing that will be available because from a primary care standpoint, that's, you know, we assess cardiac risk and people want to know what their, you know, concerns are for cardiac problems down the line. And that's one tool in the toolbox of all things we can use to assess their risk. So
for sure,
it is helpful.
Definitely. And it, as Aaron says, Dr. Joe Weiss had spent a lot of time with us talking about that. And it's another one of those, and again, another one of those services that is available, but leads to the peace of mind and the confidence. And the fact that you can get a tremendous level of care at the primary level and outside of the reactive, hey, I've got to go because something's wrong,
yeah,
type of a thing. Take charge of your health. So
right. One other feature I'm becoming more familiar with in the past week and part of my visits with the hospital doctors yesterday is the, I don't know if you've discussed it on this program, but the spine center. And,
yes,
you know, that is something that's a very big need and people had
you
to
bet.
Travel to Rhode Island for.
Great to meet you,
to
Dr. Jean Oliva. All of the best. And that's our Newport Hospital Hour of Health.
From early in the morning till late at night, no one outdoes IHOP of Middletown when it comes to dining value and dining choices. Wait till you see IHOP's incredible new menu. Pancakes? Of course. World-famous pancakes, including international pancakes like the Belgian dark chocolate mousse and the English sticky toffee. Have a stack of 5 original buttermilk pancakes for only $5.99. Try IHOP's sweet new way to French toast with King's Hawaiian Original Sweet Rolls sliced and French toasted. Choose the strawberry banana style or the cinnamon toast flavor. Add your favorite breakfast combo and let the feast begin. Turn the pages on IHOP's new and larger menu and discover all your traditional favorites and many new offerings like the grilled chicken and veggie salad, home-style corned beef hash, IHOP's signature pancake sliders. Morning, noon, and night, IHOP gets it right. Your locally owned and operated IHOP of Middletown, 159 West Main Road. Open daily 6 a.m. to midnight. Open till 3 a.m. late Friday and Saturday.
Listen online 24/7 at WADK.com. This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
If you've got aches, pains, and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.